Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You are invited, as always, to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Our number again, 800-259-9231. We're going to go right into your phone calls here for our listeners just tuning in to bring you up to speed. The entirety of the show tonight has been about one man. A man who really is an amazing person. A man who is one of my heroes. And one of the most courageous people I have ever had the privilege of knowing. At first I knew about him. I had heard about him when I lived down in Florida. I made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, a movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people to all gather together into the same place. We've got hundreds who've moved so far. Thousands are coming. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. But when I moved up here, I got to meet Brad Jardis, who at the time was an on-duty law enforcement officer, had been on duty for years, a number of years, I think 8 years or so when I first met him. He's been there something like 11 years now. Today, he resigned from law enforcement. But that's not all. He was kicked out of law enforcement against prohibition. Brad Jardis, one of the reasons why he was one of my heroes and is one of my heroes is because he was an on-duty cop who was against the war on drugs publicly. He was willing to take that position and take the heat from the police that came with that position, and that to me was very courageous, let alone the courage he showed when he made the statement about a week or so ago on freekeen.com in a blog post where he said that he was no longer going to be arresting medical marijuana users. And, I mean, that just blew me away. I mean, that was going beyond just talking about ending prohibition, and it was actually going to taking one of the first of many steps that will be necessary to actually end prohibition. Instead of having the police, people like Brad, going and begging politicians to end the laws so they can stop enforcing them, he just said, I'm going to stop enforcing this because it's wrong. Because I swore an oath to the Constitution to do the right thing, to abide by the Constitution, and to protect these people. I'm not protecting them by arresting them and putting them in a cage. So now we've just been talking about all the different issues surrounding this and what's wrong with law enforcement against prohibition, why they would so crazily eject this man from within their ranks. And we actually have Dan on the line in New Hampshire. You spoke with the executive director of law enforcement against prohibition, apparently, Dan. Is that correct?
That is correct. I got up today and I said, I want to talk to this guy. And I noticed that on Freekeen, the copy of the email had some phone numbers there, and there was one for a home office.
Yes, all of his contact information is there. It's on the post over at Freekeen, wherein we announce that he has been kicked out of law enforcement against prohibition. It's at the very bottom of the letter from Jack Cole, all of his contact info.
And I thought, well, I'll call him up and see what he has to say. And, you know, I didn't want to, you know, rant on him or anything like that. I was really, really curious of you know, what his mindset was. Of course, I had some, you know, some thoughts about it, I guess.
Well, yeah, we know from his letter that he basically believes it's unethical and wrong to not enforce all the laws as currently recorded, which is mindless.
Incredible.
Yeah, well, and he told me that he had 20 people that had already sent emails about supporting Brad and what he did, and only eight or nine, he said, of those that were supporting their board's decision.
Mm-hmm.
And he went in and he asked me if I was actually a member, if I had actually donated or anything. Or
it's interesting, you know, that he mentioned, I got to say, you got to hand it to him, telling you how many he's gotten in support of Brad.
Yeah, that's
interesting. Honestly.
Well, I think he's basically an honest guy. People may try to impugn him, I think, because I think he's made a bad decision. And in my conversation with him, I let him speak, and I tried to be, reasonable with him, and he listened to me, and I tried to get him to realize that you know, the whole business of police and regular people being some kind of different groups that you know, for whatever reason, you know, operate differently, or, you know, I tried to, you know, say, hey, listen, on one side we've got these jerks out there with tasers and you know, bad, you know, treatment of regular people, and you know, and he agreed. He says there's some real monsters out there. He says, and I says, well, you know, and you know, it runs from that all the way to Brad, you know, and I says he's on the other end of the spectrum, and he's someone that's trying to break down the old thin blue line, and you could, you know, join him with that. I mean, you know, isn't it possible, I ask him, that, you know, that this government, who's shown to be, you know, quite bad in a lot of ways, you know, he was a member of the government. He was the tip of the spear for his whole career, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't want to, you know, impugn him in that regard. But I said, you know, you've got to realize that there's a whole bunch of us out here that are looking at police officers and seeing them as pretending to be something better and something, you know, that doesn't have to be connected with the rest of us. And
right,
and
we want more officers to behave like Brad Jardis, to refuse to enforce bad laws. That's true heroism.
We got into the discussion of, you know, every cop around is, you know, probably, you know, understands it. You know, he's not going to pull over a speeder unless there's a certain number of miles an hour over that, you know, marked limit that they will allow you to go before they actually pull you over and give you a ticket. And I says, you know, what if, you know, one of the officers said, you know, well, I'm never going to ticket anybody for, you know, going, you know, less than 10 miles an hour over the marked limit, or 9 miles an hour, or whatever. You know, and you know, because we know that exists. I mean, you know, people drive all the time at 5 or 6 miles an hour,
absolutely,
you know, 8 miles an hour over the speed limit, feeling like they'll be left alone.
You know, I just want to mention, just as judges have discretion in many of these cases, like when you go to traffic court, if they're going to bring you in, the cops have discretion. They're going to decide whether they give you a summons, a ticket, and so on. And let's say you're 5 or 7 miles over, you go into the courtroom. The judge then has discretion. All of these people have discretion, and they're supposed to employ it. Yeah, and the idea that we have to somehow keep it hidden, like, shh, quiet, don't let anybody know that the emperor has no clothes, is just absurd, though. It's ridiculous. And you know what else gets me, too, is for anybody who's been in law enforcement, and I don't want to come down like a ton of bricks on Jack, as you said, you know, Jack's a nice enough guy. I think that their motivation is sound, but I think the procedure and the rules they've set up are starting to show some flaws here, and Brad is the example, unfortunately. But I just wanted to say that what these guys run into, cops, if they were to not have prohibition of drugs, there would be many cops who would be alive today.
That's absolutely true.
I can't even believe these cops want to keep this prohibition going, which creates this violent underground drug world.
Puts them in danger, puts our families all in danger. Anyway, Dan, final thoughts for us with your conversation with Jack Cole.
It boiled down to this, that, you know, I say that there are laws that cross that line of, you know, a police officer thinking, knowing the Constitution, will, if he's honorable and has, you know, press creds, he's going to speak out about it, and he's going to, you know, say what Brad said. And I couldn't get him to say that there could ever be a law that he would do that about.
Wow. Thank you for the call tonight, Dan. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll see if we can get one of their folks on this show and hold their feet to the fire. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll free 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Card.
You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We have got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of Free Talk Live. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see that for yourself, shrine.freetalklive.com, and ladies, you can, of course, be involved in the Shrine. Get all the details, shrine.freetalklive.com. Totasack, TOTASAK.com, I love them. They make bringing the groceries back in from the car so easy. For me, It's one trip. I can load up two tote sacks full of bags and bags and bags of groceries and bring them all in. The only problem becomes fitting through the front door. You can carry so many groceries with the tote sack. It's their wonderful little device made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States. And you can go to totesack.com to learn more. Get yourself a family pack. Totesack, they carry more than you can, a lot more. TOTASAK.com. We continue with your phone calls and go to, I believe we have Keith on the line in New Hampshire on the amp line. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, tonight, I listened to your show actually on Saturday, and you were talking about drinking and driving. Is that right?
I don't recall.
Okay, so basically in Montana a few years ago, it was legal to drink and drive.
Oh, yeah, open container while you have a while you've got a car, yeah, or while you're in your car.
Right, it's still legal for passengers in a bunch of places.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm from Tennessee, and occasionally I go down there and visit my friends, and we head to the casinos. There's a bunch of casinos real close.
Mm-hmm.
And we get on the interstate, and everyone just starts drinking in the car. The driver can drink, too. It's tricky, though. The driver just has to remember, like, if they don't recognize, if they think a car near them might be a cop, they just don't pick up their glass. you can't really get in trouble unless the cop, you know, gives you a breathalyzer test, because you can just drink and drive. I mean, I guess they could stop you, but you just say it's the passengers, so... Mm.
Okay, very good. Well, I didn't know that. I wonder how many states there are in which passengers can have their open containers.
Yeah, well, Mississippi is a pretty interesting state. I mean, they've had marijuana decriminalized since the 70s, so it's kind of different. At least in law, it's different than the rest of the states in a few issues.
Keith, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Rich, also in New Hampshire. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Gard.
Well, as a matter of fact, I wanted to talk about exactly the same thing.
Go for it.
The open container laws. It suddenly dawned on me, when I was working on this farm down in North Carolina, that open container laws actually encourage drunken driving. And that's because people are more inclined to finish that darn drink before jumping in the car, or worse, having an extra one, because they're more likely to get in trouble for having an open container than, you know, they think it's actually safer to drink more and then not have that container and not risk getting busted.
That's an interesting point.
And when I pointed that out to the senior apprentice there at the farm, he said, you know, that's absolutely right. As a matter of fact, I've done that.
Not a surprise. Yeah, I was actually out at the park over the weekend. We had about 40-plus activists in the park over in Manchester for a 420 celebration in celebration or protest, or if you will, of the fact that they arrested a man for so-called assaulting a police officer. Big Mike is still in jail and will be until further notice.
Video is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. He just brushes up against the cop. You can see the video over at freekeen.com. But in the park, there were at least a couple folks that were that had open containers in the park. And if the cops had been there, they would have been arrested for that, as though there's something wrong with that. Where's the victim when you have an open container? I mean, there's no victim, there's no crime. I understand the idea is that, well, they want to make things look clean and nice and not have people stumbling around with bottles of beer in their hand or something like that. But people get drunk and then stumble around the city anyway. What does it matter if they're carrying a bottle in their hand?
And this is the problem in economics that we've mentioned before. You know, they talk about this thing called the tragedy of the commons, when things are commonly owned. And typically what they try to do is they try to say, well, look, if you privatize everything, then there will be free riders. And the free rider idea is somebody can take advantage of the benefits accrued by those people who decide to invest in something. And you'll get these free riders and the system won't work. But that has been proven over and over and over again by markets to be false. You can exclude people. You can find ways around it. You can give incentives for people to join in. When you have public property like this, public parks, even public sidewalks, as radical as it sounds, what it does is it pits one person's interests against another person's interests.
Right. So the people that are uppity and have a problem with someone with a beer win out over the people that enjoy a good beer on a Sunday
Precisely.
Afternoon.
Precisely. So you've got a perfect example in just what you just said, and in Ziggy across the pond in the UK. Okay, in his town, they only allow working on certain roads to happen over a certain amount of time. They only allow a certain number of permits for digging in the roads. Now, if you had a private system, you would be able to check and see what the rules were, and you would voluntarily agree to this. But in this case, it's always the lowest common denominator. Here, in this case, you've got the bulk of the people. Well, the majority spoke. Oh, I see. The majority spoke, so therefore you can't do anything that you would like to do in the minority. Rich, any thoughts you want to add to this discussion?
Well, actually, back to the war on drugs.
Sure.
The so-called war on drugs. I heard guards stumble and say, well, the so-called war, or something like that. But I maintain that it's not a war on drugs, it's a war on the people.
Absolutely right.
Yeah,
these
absolutely.
Are our friends, they're our family members, they're our brothers and sisters, they are our neighbors. And they're being aggressed against. They're being put in cages.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you brought that up, Rich, because that's a really, really good point. And to be able to express that to people often, I think, is important. You know, I try to make fun of their terminology without doing what you did in that next step, which is to expose what their terminology hides. Good
right.
job, man. Yeah.
And last week, we had a couple of back-to-back decriminalization bills, marijuana. Well, one was actually a decriminalization bill. The other one was a let's legalize it and tax it, that kind of thing. The only people there speaking out against decriminalization of marijuana were a couple of cops and a representative for the state attorney general and some judge or something.
The
usual suspects. And believe me, I did not allow that to go unnoticed when I took my turn to speak and point out that the only people in favor of the war on drugs here are those who are protecting their careers.
Yep.
But what about the rights of the people? And it is time that the legislators start listening to the people and protecting our rights rather than appeasing the careers of these people who are waging this so-called war on drugs, which is really a war on people.
Bravo. And that's why people like Brad Jardis, we need more of him. We need more law enforcement officers who are willing to come out and, as he has done a number of times, go and testify at these various different hearings as law enforcement officers and who are against the insanity of the war on drugs. And in addition, we need more civil disobedience where it can be shown that it doesn't matter to us what these politicians decide. We're going to have our freedom whether they like it or not. Thank you, Rich. I appreciate the call tonight at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And guard.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. So enjoy those on us. Those features, by the way, include updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates. freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. I sent out an update before the show today and this afternoon about that we are doing another auction. We're going to auction off third banner on our brand new website, which, by the way, before we did the banner or before we did the website redesign that launched at the beginning of this year, we never had any banner. Our banner column, which appears on freetalklive.com, did not appear on the BBS. It is now on the Free Talk Live BBS, which effectively is doubling the views that each of the banners get. So now you can even more eyes on your banners. Or your banner. If you win the auction at auction.freetalklive.com, you get the third banner on our website for an entire month, all across the entire site. That's auction.freetalklive.com. Bidding started at $1. I don't know what it's at right now.
The site is amazing now, man. It's awesome.
It's good. It's very good. Yeah. There's still some bugs. We're ironing out the bugs and filling in the cracks and making sure that that everything is working as it's supposed to be. But it's been working out pretty well. We actually had to take the server down yesterday because there was we needed to order more RAM for the server. It's just
all right.
Yeah, we needed more. So hopefully we've solved some of the crashing problems we've had. And it's been actually a bit of an embarrassing month for the Free Talk Live server. It's been going down here and there and. It has not been good. So hopefully we'll get that ironed out, and we appreciate everybody's patience and their assistance. Anyway, freetalklive.com. By the way, you want to pick up some gold and silver? The place to go is gold.freetalklive.com. Our friends over at Midas Resources, we've teamed up with them to offer you some special deals on selected gold and silver items. I just recently ordered some of the Lakota silver piece. Gold's a little too expensive for me, so I go with the silver. It's easier to get more of it. But you can get get gold and or silver over at gold.freetalklive.com. And whenever you order through that link, you'll get the gold and silver that you want, and Free Talk Live will benefit as well. Plus, Midas Resources is the same company that owns our syndicate. So when you buy through Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com, you benefit Free Talk Live directly in that we get a small percentage. And it helps Midas, you know, helps them do their business, which helps keep the network on the air, and you get gold and silver. I mean, well, you can't beat that.
Everybody benefits.
Yeah, gold.freetalklive.com. We continue here with your phone calls about what you want. Justin is in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Justin.
Hey, what's going on?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, last week you had mentioned erroneously that Montana was the last state to enact an open container law, and it just so happens Mississippi doesn't have any statewide open container law. Now, unfortunately,
really?
There's a bill in, yeah, really. I mean, it's all done at the county and municipal level. So
you do have them in most places, or are there some places in Mississippi where you may have an open container?
Well, if you're in a dry county, obviously, I mean, as we learned from the Motorhome Diaries lesson, you can't have beer at all in those counties, but
right.
If it's not a dry county and you're not in a town, like if you're on a back road and it's not a dry county, or if the town just doesn't care, you can drink, well, not, I wouldn't say all the beer you want, but you can drink a few beers while you're driving down the road.
Fantastic.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
That's freedom. That's what freedom tastes like.
Damn right. And I hope they don't screw it all up with this, I hope the open container bill gets shot down because, you know, I really enjoy my ride home when I go to the grocery store.
Well, you know what I might want? What I would be encouraged to do if I were in that situation would be to, should they pass the bill prohibiting open containers at the statewide level, I'd throw like an open party in the state and state capital.
Great, yeah.
Just have people bringing in all kinds
good.
Of beers and just turn the capital into a party zone.
Giant punch bowls. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Justin. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I should be able to drink my Manchester brew wherever I want to, as long
Absolutely.
As I've got permission to do so. And, you know, you were talking about, Guard, the fact that it's the concept of public property that leads to this kind
yes.
of repression,
yeah.
where the people who are the busybody types, the people that want to control others, that have the desire to control others, are inevitably attracted to the positions in which they'll be allowed to do that, whether it's being a police officer or the actual politicians that create these laws that are designed to control others. So there's a natural tendency for the control freaks to move into those positions, and for everybody else who's too busy with their life, taking care of their family, getting the bills paid, going to work, and doing all this other stuff, too busy with taking care of their own lives to really go to any hearings and attend these political processes that lead to these new laws being created. So the busybodies take the positions of control, and then when there's something being proposed, like Justin is having there in Mississippi, where there's a proposal on the table for a new busybody piece of legislation to control how people behave, who shows up to testify? The busybodies show up to testify.
Yep.
Now, we're changing that. We're changing that here in New Hampshire since we've got these hundreds of liberty-minded people moving in here whose sole purpose in moving here is to be active on matters like this,
yeah.
matters regarding to freedom. So the tide is starting to change here. That's good news. There's not much other good news coming out from any of the other state capitals around the country. There's not a lot of pro-liberty activism that is having much effect. So while I wish Justin the best of luck, it's not very likely that there's anybody who's going to – I mean, the industry groups aren't going to come out in favor of this, right? I mean, you can't expect the beer bottlers to come out and talk in favor of open container. That would be seen as bad on their part.
It would be reckless. You know, it brings to mind something. I was driving around the other day, and I was pulling out of a 7-Eleven parking lot and saw all the cars going by. I was on my way to work, and they're all on their way to work or someplace trying to be productive. Most, you know, a lot of them, you know. Everybody's rushing around. And I thought, it ties in with what you said. I thought about how, look, when these people get up each day, what are the main things on their concern? Get some breakfast, get in the shower, get to work, make some cash, do, you know, serve the customer, get back. Is what is on their mind, oh, yeah, I got to find out what's happening in the state capitol.
Nope.
No, and if you were to force,
they don't want to know.
Yeah, let's say the government deal actually stated this. Rather than making it so easy that everybody can vote for some guy to go up and mess around with people and start pulling strings and so on and so forth, rather than doing that and setting those little acolytes off, right, setting your avatar off in government to do what you want, and supposedly, of course, they're their own people and they'll do what they want. Rather than doing that, wouldn't it be interesting if everybody who wanted to vote was forced to actually go up and sit there while these people did their work every day and take all that time to have to sit there and watch it? And they couldn't do anything. They could not do anything. They would just have to sit and sit and sit and sit.
It's awful.
Yeah. And think about it and then ask them, say, so, how would you rather spend your time, being productive or would you rather be in this building of government? And it just it shows the stark difference between what government does. So it's fascinating because, in a way, that's what government really does. It forces everybody in their lives to have to pay for what they're doing, but it hides it because they can go around and they don't have to think about it. In the meantime, other people are up there doing these things. But if you actually put the burden and weight on these people, no one – it's totally distasteful.
It's awful.
Who would want
to
do that?
It's so boring.
Yeah.
Let's go to your calls. Mike is in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I want to talk about a subject y'all talk about a lot, and that's immigration, but from a different angle, I think.
All right, sure.
And I'm certainly no supporter of involuntary government, but at present our money is stolen from us.
Yes,
and
it
then
is.
Then it's used to build roads and schools and recreation centers and all. And all these things are public. And so then they can be used by immigrants, even though initially these immigrants haven't contributed to the cost of these facilities.
Tell you what, we'll come back and talk to you more about it if you don't mind. Hang on. More with Mike, hopefully. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll try to sneak your call in. The remaining moments coming up at Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com and get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. You'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs, plus a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type COIN for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code COIN at adamandeve.com.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show the death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, only moments remain, but enough time for your call if you make it right now, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We give you the features for free. Now then, if you like the website, you like the fact that we give the features away, you enjoy this program, there's something you can do to help us. You can shop with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. You can buy all kinds of stuff at Amazon. They've got dozens of categories in which you can shop. They've even got used items, so if you need to save a few extra bucks, go used. You can also purchase from multiple different distributors through Amazon. So in many cases, there's price competition on Amazon.
It's awesome.
It really is an amazing site. And when you enter through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, you a percentage of the profits is given to Free Talk Live when you enter through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. So whether you're looking for, you know, something that is consumable, like they've even got a grocery section in Amazon, or you're looking for something like Gardner Goldsmith's book, Live Free or Die, you can place that order and feel good because you're getting a great deal, probably getting free Super Saver shipping on whatever it is you're ordering. I was looking at your book the other day. There, that qualifies for the free Super Saver shipping.
Awesome.
Or it's a book, as,
oh,
I,
man,
as I understand
great,
it.
Man.
Yeah. But it's like $24, so you'd have to buy something else in order to get
right
past that $25
yes
limit to kick that in. But it's not hard to find something else that you need at Amazon. I mean, they've got almost everything. So Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. We continue. Bring back Mike in South Carolina. Now, Mike, you're talking about immigration with us here. And go ahead and make your point, because we were short on time in that last segment.
Well, I was basically arguing that property rights are ignored in the present system when it comes to immigration, because our money's stolen from us by a government, at least in my case, that I don't support. And then it's used to build roads and schools and recreation centers and so on. And these are made public. And so then any immigrant, legal or illegal, according to the government status, can use these without having contributed anything to their cost, whereas there might be people like, you know, like my family who's lived here in the same area for several hundred years.
Well, point of information, you're wrong already. As soon as the immigrant starts to live here, they're contributing to the cost.
Well, yeah, that's right, sure. But when they drive in initially on a road they haven't contributed to.
But so what?
Yeah,
people drive on roads they haven't contributed to all the time. When I drive
exactly
into Massachusetts, I haven't contributed to those roads.
A 16-year-old driving.
That's the problem. Property rights are being ignored.
Well, see, that's not the problem of immigration. It's the problem of government and the impossibility of being able to proportionately divvy out usage capabilities based on the amount of money that's been put into the system. When I was 16 years old, I started driving. I hadn't paid any taxes. My parents had paid some taxes. And if you're going, this is the problem that we run into. And it's nice that we're all philosophically in line. I think if you study it just, one more step in at least my direction of thinking, you'll see that it becomes sort of impossible to sort of enforce any sort of ethical standard or moral standard based on your line of thinking, because everybody pays different amounts of taxes into the system, and it's virtually impossible to divvy out usage capability based on what you pay.
Yeah. I don't disagree with you there.
So what are you proposing?
People should pay for what they use.
I agree that people should pay for what they use. Unfortunately, we're in a system wherein, as you've rightfully pointed out, that's not really happening to the extent that some people are. You've got the free rider problem, where some people are paying more than they than what they're using, and some people are paying less than what they're utilizing. And the only way to solve that problem is to get the government out of these different products, to get them, turn the parks over to private organizations and charities. They can take care of them, and turn roads over to owner groups, and whether they're private or somehow run by the employees or whatever their structures would be, turning these things over to the marketplace. But I don't really understand why you brought up immigration. I mean, what are you proposing?
Well, the reason I bring it up is because a lot of people have big problems with immigration, and what I'm trying to do is convince them that we need to restore property rights and basically get the government out of our lives.
You would be absolutely correct about that. There's no doubt about it, because the one thing that's scared, what I thought, I was worried you might say, and you didn't, I'm glad you didn't, but the one thing I was concerned about would be that sometimes some people will see that as the problem. They'll see the welfare is the problem, that the government redistribution of wealth is the problem, but at the same time, they still have this belief that government can do what they want it to, and so they'll make some other alternative statement like, well, while we have these government welfare programs, we need to crack down hard on immigrants.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
That's just them advocating for their version of government and their preferred expansion of government, which, if they know anything about government, should know that it's going to fail, it's going to cost billions of dollars, it's going to increase the police state, and it's not going to do anything to stop people from coming here, unless, of course, they actually do increase the police state worse than they have it in the countries in which they're coming from. That actually would stop people from coming here. In fact, it would start people leaving here, because they would want to get the hell out of this country at that point.
Yeah, I think it's very constructive. Anytime you hear these sorts of arguments from conservatives, typically they'll say, well, they're getting free education, they're getting health care and things like that. And as you say, you brought it down to some of the most basic things. They're riding on the roads that we pay for in taxes and so on and so forth. Some people can make the argument, hey, look, they pay in taxes, they pay sales taxes, they pay gas taxes, they pay higher rents because of the property taxes and so on and so forth. Okay, and that is all very valid. But to be able to turn it around to say, look, if you take that approach, then are you willing to take the approach that regular citizens should be limited in what they can use and what they can do based on how much taxes they pay? And, of course, no one would ever accept that. Then you pose to them and you say, it may be the inherent problem here is that government is forcibly taking things from people, and they don't get to actually use it based on the amount that they've paid into it.
That's right. And, like Hans Hoppe pointed out in his book, which I just read, Democracy, the God That Fails, he pointed out that government has an incentive to let more and more people in so that they can steal from more and more people. And oftentimes to let in people who might be problematic so as to justify more government intervention. So I think the solution, for people who want to be able to choose who their neighbors are and only spend the money that they want to spend, is to restore private property.
Yep, and the only way we're going to get to that point is to get enough people together who care enough to do something about this and get this government slashed and burned down way, way down, and then hopefully eliminate it entirely and replace it with voluntary market-based functions. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. If you want to learn more about those ideas, you can go to book.freekeen.com. A couple of great books on there for free. The 2006 Complete Liberty by Wes Bertrand, as well as 1970s The Market for Liberty by the Tannehills. Both excellent. Available in audio and PDF format and completely free. You can learn a whole lot more about how the free market can do anything, any function that the government does, so much better and cheaper and more effectively. Let's go to, I believe we have Ted on the line in the woods. Ted, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Hey, Ken Hagar.
Hey, Ted.
Where's Mark at? Is he getting inducted into his Quaker cult or something?
No. Mark had to take a trip down to meet up with Jason Osborne from SACL CAI over the weekend. I believe they are still together down there at Jason's place in Ohio. I know Jason is actively looking to make the move up here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, but it takes a while to wrap things up. And so they had to have, I guess, a secret powwow meeting about the completion of the Free State Project, this project that they are working on making happen. So that's what's been going on.
He ain't trying to take that spot in Mark's backyard, because I already called that.
Mark's got a big old backyard, Ted. I don't think you have anything to worry about. He's got 11 acres, and I'm sure he'd parcel it out for the right price.
You're going to have to leave room for his son's tree fort someday, though.
Oh, well, he might try to take my fort sometime, I guess. We'll have to fight over it.
So you really want to live out back of Mark's house? Is that what you aspire to in life, Ted?
Oh, not really. I just like messing with him. Oh, with him about it because he said I could and all.
Very good. So what else is on your mind tonight?
Have y'all ever considered what you'd do in case of a zombie apocalypse?
Yes. Are you trying to repeat one of our earlier callers? Because we had this call like 3 years ago.
Did you?
Yeah. There's a little promo that we came out as a result of it, and it's available over at our audio promos page at freetalklive.com.
That's the one.
That's the one
that you play subliminally, don't you? So that people will get it in their heads and call.
That there will be a zombie apocalypse? What are you going to do in a zombie apocalypse, Ted? What have you thought about?
Oh, I was just wanting to get everybody's opinion on it, but I shoot a lot, and I have some fences set up and stuff.
Well, I tell you, if you want to read a great book about zombie apocalypse, check out Brian Keene, fellow libertarian, Brian Keene, K-E-E-N-E, just like freekeene.com. It's called The Rising, and it opens up a great scenario. Guy's in a bunker. His wife is a zombie up above ground, and she and the other zombies are trying to dig down to get at him.
Oh, no, that's horrible.
It's awesome.
Man, your wife's always trying to get at you.
do you have a wife, Ted?
I'm married. She's in there. She's washing dishes right now. I gave her some beer a little bit ago.
There you go. And we'll hope you have a great night. Thanks for the call. All right. We are out of time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And you can join us tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Guard, you're off to a convention next week, so we won't be hearing from you on Monday.
Right on, man.
But we'll have somebody else entertaining in here. I think Sam might be joining us then tomorrow night. We'll have you join us. And join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237.